This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Welcome to Chris Klem's Cavs Cast. I am Chris Klem, and I come to you on the eve of the 2016 NBA Finals. This finals matchup will be a repeat of last year's, in which the Cleveland Cavaliers will be the underdog going up against the Golden State Warriors, who will have home court advantage. For the second year in a row, the league gets to see its two best, most marketable players go head-to-head, only this time in the rematch, LeBron James has got some company. Yes, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving are both healthy. He now has his hand-picked coach Tyronn Lue, and he looks ready with one of the best supporting casts he's ever had, if not the best. He looks ready, willing, and able to attempt to win the first championship in any professional sport in the city of Cleveland in 52 years. The task ahead of him is a tall one. Not in terms of stature or height, but in terms of talent, the Golden State Warriors have offensive firepower that has never been seen before in the NBA, with the ability to pull up for three-pointers from 35 feet away and nail them. They switch athletically, position to position. They're a new breed of NBA players. They're fast, they're strong, they're talented. They have the best regular season record in NBA history at 73-9. In short, they seem to be an insurmountable opponent. If you are going to be the team to turn back 52 years of misery in sports in the city of Cleveland, what better opponent is there than a juggernaut, an unstoppable force? And in this case, it's up to the Cavs to figure out a way to solve this basketball behemoth and take it to them to win their first NBA championship. This is the C4 Podcast 2016 NBA Finals Preview.
Mr. Cavalier, the number one pick in 1971, Austin Carr, to present the Eastern Conference Championship Trophy.
No, Coach, you got it.
Come on. To Tyronn Lue, head coach.
We back. East 1999, nigga. St. Clair.
Cleveland is the city where we come from. So run.
Bitch, I'm
East 1999.
We covered a lot of ground, and I still believe we can get better. We had our ups and downs through three rounds so far, but take nothing away from what we've done. Our guys are unbelievable. Our coaching staff are unbelievable. And I'm so proud of those two guys. They sat on the bench all last year for the most part in the postseason. They worked their tails off through adversity, through everything. Kyrie didn't play. I mean, it took him 7 months to get back on the court. Took Kev 3.5, 4 months to get back on the court. And big-time performances and just big-time leadership by those two guys. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Walk from.
Today, I've got the style and profile like never before. Let me go on record as telling the whole world you are the greatest on the face of this earth. But pal, today, right here, you gotta beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat, and pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Woo!
Bitch, I'm wrong. Bitch, I'm wrong.
If you're enough of a basketball fan to be listening to a basketball podcast specifically about the Cavs, then I'm sure that you've been watching a lot of TV, listening to the radio, and reading online about what the experts expect out of this series. I can't compete with that. I don't have access to these teams, and I don't follow them around. And heck, I don't care about X's and O's because it gets boring to talk about when, you know, the average person is just pretending they understand what it means. So I'm going to break this series down a little bit differently. First off, I'm going to compare the cities, and then I'm going to tell you why the Cavs are going to win. Because I can't pick somebody else. This is a Cavs podcast. The Cavs are going to win, and I'll explain it to you. But first, let's compare the cities, okay? First off, we've got Oakland.
The whistles got woo!
Anybody that has it in their neighborhood's going to be totally driven crazy.
It sounds like what?
Well, you want a woo-woo. It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip out the flow masters.
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it. And that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my car.
Some Oakland residents will complain about the noisemakers Tuesday night at the city council meeting.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. He's supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
Okay, Oakland has a population of 406,253 people. Now, Golden State draws from a much wider base of fans than that. Obviously, they go into San Francisco and Silicon Valley. You always see all those rich asshole tech giants sitting courtside and all over the seats, usually in their dress shirts and, you know, unbuttoned at the top, no undershirt, with a really attractive girl. And they're explaining to them about how, you know, their new app is going to be the next Facebook. And hey, this is pretty cool being at this basketball game, right? So, yeah, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 27, but now I'm worth $14.3 million. So basically, I'm getting laid tonight, right? And then, whoa, Klay Thompson hit another three. That's the Golden State Warriors fan base. Those are the kind of people you're dealing with. A positive for Oakland is that they only had 93 homicides last year, which seems high until we get to the Cleveland portion because it's worse there. But that's okay. You know, they say Oakland's a rough place. It's really not. It's nice. You know, it's real blue-collar people. Unfortunately, they don't actually get to go to the games because, like I said, Silicon Valley people are there, which is why their fan base and home court advantage has dwindled drastically, which will be a positive factor for the Cavaliers. And as for their rappers, you know, if I was 45, I would say, hey, Oakland has some great rappers, but I'm not, and E-40 is not that good. He is very overrated, and I don't even know who else there is, and I didn't bother to do any research because I don't care.
Look at me mash, look at me yoke, look at me smash, ooh me, I ain't playing, ooh me.
Now, on to Cleveland.
Fun times in Cleveland today.
Cleveland,
come on down to Cleveland town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings.
All right, with Cleveland, we're dealing with a population of 390,113. And obviously, the Cavs draw from much broader than that. They draw from all of Northeast Ohio, even sometimes down to Columbus. And there's been a dwindling population in Cleveland that's still in the surrounding areas, including Cuyahoga County, Medina, Summit, Geauga counties, and so on. But in Cleveland's favor, they are overachievers when it comes to murder because they had 118 homicides last year. So take that, Oakland. No matter how the finals turn out, that's one that the Cavs town that they play in will have over the Warriors town. Is that's homicides per capita. The Cavs, another great fan base. You know, there's no Silicon Valley. I don't think there's a lot of, you know, Cleveland has a lot of celebrity chefs. I don't see them sitting courtside or really selling out. They also have like Joe Hayden, I guess, and Indians players, maybe Dolph Ziggler. I don't really know. There's rich people. They're not tech giants, but I'm sure they sit close to the games because I always see them wearing the free playoff giveaway t-shirts over top of their dress shirts at courtside. So that's similar. And in terms of rappers, you got to take Bone Thugs and Harmony every day over anybody from Oakland. So Cleveland has that. And whether you like him or hate him, Machine Gun Kelly is kind of famous. So we got that too. So in this case, in terms of the intangibles, Cleveland has it in every way over Oakland, especially considering Golden State is a nickname for a state and not an actual place. So Cleveland gets the advantage. And in my totally non-scientific, non-X's and O's breakdown, the Cavs will win due to all of their intangibles. Finally, on to my actual prediction. This was hard because, as I talked about on the waitingfornextyear.com podcast, the Cavs have a lot of weaknesses that seem to be perfect for Golden State to exploit. But this is also the best Cavs team in the history of the Cavs. And you know, there's something in the air. There's something you can feel. It's almost tangible that this is the year. That this is the year things will turn around and the Cavs are going to win the NBA championship. It doesn't make sense. And most of the experts are not picking the Cavs. Shout out to Dave McMenamin from ESPN for having the balls to pick the Cavs to beat the Warriors. But most of the national media is not picking the Cavs, and for good reason. I'm not insulting them or saying they're haters. If you don't think the Cavs are going to win, you're not going out on a limb. Golden State has the best regular season record of any team in NBA history. Chances are they are going to win. But the chances are not as high as last year. The Cavs have a much, much better shot. And I think they'll pull it off. I think they're going to steal one in the first two. They're going to hold serve at home court. And they're going to close it out in six in Cleveland. That's my prediction. Cavs in six. I'm not swaying from it. I'm not losing the faith. If they get down 50, I'm not giving up. This is going to be a rough series for Cavs fans because Golden State can get hot and they can pour on the points and it's going to look like all hope is lost. But until the Cavs have lost four times, the series isn't over. And remember how great they played last year with Matthew Dellavedova as their second best player? Well, he's back to being the seventh man. And that makes me feel good. This is the year I can feel it. And the Cavs are going to win the 2016 NBA Finals in six games. It's going to be hard. Kevin Love's going to have to show up. Kyrie's going to have to play defense. Kevin Love's going to have to try to play defense. He might have to be sitting. Kyrie might have to sit. But LeBron has been waiting for this moment. He's been conserving his energy. And now he's got a full bar of health to expend over these next seven games. Cavs in six. And that's my final prediction. Go Cavs. And I can't wait for this finals to start off because this is it. This is the year. Now, to play us out is a song by A Flock of Salmon featuring magazine writer Ben Diamond. It's his band and his song, and he sent it to me to play on this show. You can get it at soundcloud.com/A Flock of Salmon. Here it is, LeBron Man.
He said, and the fumble and the shunt. I'm so sick of these definite articles, and I wish they'd legalize punt. Oh, la la la. Knees. But the front office choked and we went up in smoke, and there was some place that he'd rather be. And we cursed when he went to Miami, and we burned jerseys in jealousy. But he said, I'm just a kid from Akron, Ohio, as he held the Larry O'Brien trophy. You up, Emma Williams is good for the three. And then there is Deli, who looks like he'd sell me a puka shell necklace for cheap. Shumpert delivered his daughter in a bathroom and named her after himself. And J.R. Smith will kick your ass. Oh, Mozgov. Mozgov. Win us a chip, you're LeBron, man. Win us a chip this year. Saturday, Danny Gilbert is trying to smile, 'cause he knows that it's James they've been coming to praise, to forget about Johnny Manziel. Now the Cavs are crushing their opponent. Austin Carr sounds like he might be drunk, and as he flies through the air and dunks, all of us cheer and say,
go Cavs. They're winning it in six, and this is the year. All in 216. I feel it. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.